the call of the nightbird. Our love, every trill, there's peace and contentment when everything's still. The wail of the coyote, the flight of the dove, it's all creation, and that's what I love. That's what I love. Call of the nightbird. I love every trill. There's peace and contentment when everything's still.
kiss on fire. I blew a kiss on fire. Now what's it gonna take for me to open up? Now what's it gonna take for me to open up? Open up secrets. If I were to tell you, would you keep them? You have to get them off of my chest first. I need someone to rely on. God said it keeps me sleepless that you're reaching your arms, but I can't get the words off my chest. Are you someone I can rely on? Say something. For me to open up. Now what's it gonna take for me to open up? Oh, you take me in your secrets. If I were to tell you, would you keep them? You have to get them off of my chest first. I need someone to rely on. Oh, what do I say? It keeps me sleepless that you're reaching your arms, but I can't get the words on my chest. Are you someone I can rely on? Say something I want. How can I dare to let you know? Out of this place to let you know. Out in this place to let you know. Say something.
Hello, we are back on. That was just Secrets by Soren off the new EP, Daystar. And yeah, that was a banger. Okay, yeah, the background music is on. All right, guys, so we have up next, we have a little FKA Twigs, and then we have some Conan Moccasin, who is somebody I've never heard before. Mitchell put him on.
Yeah, I think you guys might like him. It's more like a chill, like instrumental kind of thing, which is like kind of a weird guy singing. So.
Hell yeah, but FKA Twigs.
Yeah, I love FKA Twigs. She kind of has more of like a techno electronic kind of vibe to her music, but I really love her as a lyricist because she's able to convey such depth and emotion through very simple lyrics, which I find very interesting. The song we're going to play is Hard off her latest album, Eusexual Afterglow, which came out at the end of 2025, I believe. Yeah, I feel like there's a little elements of like on this album, some a little bit of elements from Madonna, also Janet Jackson, which you can kind of hear a lot more in this song. But she's on tour currently. She just kicked off her Body High tour last week, I believe. And she's coming to Toronto next week on March 24th, which is a Tuesday, which I'll be going to. Very excited. I haven't been to a concert during a weekday, so I am interested to see how that's going to work out. I'm going with my girlfriend, Rachel. Major shout out to her. I don't know if she's listening right now, but she bought me those tickets, and we're pretty close to the stage, so I'm really happy about that. And yeah,
that's so exciting. Yeah, FKA Twigs, I'd heard of her before you and I became close, obviously, because she's in the sphere of, like, pop indie. She's in the sphere of, like, pop indiness, but I had never really fully appreciated her until I met Vina. She's put me on, like, she has, like, the album is Eusexua, I think.
Latest one is Eusexua Afterglow, but the one before that is Eusexua, which has phenomenal music on it, like really, like very dance, very like she. I think her inspiration for it was literally like going out to like the clubs in Berlin and like the music and the vibe there. And so it's like the vibe of the album is like very like going to the, like going getting ready and going to the club and like oh like you're in the bathroom now. So like what's like the how would music like how does music like represent going to the bathroom and like going with all your friends and then getting back on the dance floor and stuff like that. And then with Eusexua Afterglow is like the coming down of like a great night out and like anything that could happen after that, which I think is really interesting. So
yeah, that's super duper cool. We also have you put some Mitski on here in a lake.
Mitski, me and Mitski are gang like that. Like, I feel like a lot of people have, like, an experience with Mitski in, like, 2019 to 2022, I would say.
Yeah.
I woke up every morning and I put on every Mitski album and I wondered why I was not doing the greatest. But I think her music really speaks to, like, so much that has gone in my life. And especially in A Lake, which is her first, which is the first song off of her newest album, which is called Nothing's About to Happen to Me. And I was walking downtown, I think, and when I first started listening to the album, and this is the first song, obviously, and I wanted to stop just walking multiple times because I was so in shock about how beautiful the song was and how it just really related to like a lot of the things that I went through in first year and leaving home and like stuff that happened to me back at home and just like trying to be a new person, a better person, being there for myself and showing up for other people more in a different way and really growing as an individual. So yeah, that's why I put it on there. So yeah.
That's beautiful. I love when music just like genuinely, like you listen to a song and it speaks like to your soul, like to your core.
Absolutely, yeah.
I haven't been feeling like too great the past couple days. I've been kind of sick, and you know when you're sick, you're like weirdly emotional or like everything. Like,
yeah.
Like just genuinely one thing will like set you off because you're just like so like, ugh. And like yesterday I was listening, like that's how I feel about what you're describing, is how I feel about obviously the band The 1975, my favorite band ever. And I literally was shedding real tears yesterday because I was listening to The 1975 and I was just like, wow, like
I got the phone call.
Yeah, and you handled it so poorly, but it was okay. I was just shedding real tears because I'm like, it's so beautiful that people can have these kinds of artists that they just genuinely connect to on such a deep and personal level.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, I've never met these artists. I don't know them personally whatsoever, but somehow you know, like, you are describing my life to a T. You're describing exactly how I feel. You're describing, like, just emotions that I haven't even been able to, like, properly articulate.
Absolutely. It's kind of jarring sometimes. I'm like, how do you know this about me?
No, literally. I'm like, how are you, like, inside my head? And I think it's really beautiful that, like, I think that's the whole entire point of being an artist is that you're able to, like describe,
like validate people.
Yeah,
and that's one of my favorite things about music sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And like you know, you sometimes listen to a song and it's like, I don't know how, but somehow this is like exactly what I needed to hear, and exactly like, it's just like, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's like honestly a religious feeling. I'm like, how I'm being, I feel so seen right now.
Exactly. That's how I felt with LP1 by FKA Twigs, which came out in 2014. I remember when I first like properly sat down to listen to it, I was like in tears. I was like, this just how do you get inside my head? Mm-hmm. And you perfectly explain experiences and thoughts and feelings that I've had that I've never been able to put into words. And like it's so crazy to me. Like, if you want to listen to a song off of that, the album, I would definitely recommend Lights On, phenomenal song.
Mm-hmm.
And Give Up is also another song off of that album that I really, really love as well.
Mitchell, do you have like a specific album that speaks to you in that way?
It used to be Pet Sounds for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I used to relate to this song, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times.
Oh, banger.
And I mean, it's just in the title. Like, you know, sometimes I felt that way. Like Millie said, I'm kind of an old soul, and sometimes mm-hmm. I was just like, I just don't get these kids, man. And that song was like, you know what? I'm not the only one who feels like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Pet Sounds is a good one for me.
And what about the Beatles? Mitchell loves the Beatles. So, like, what's, like, one Beatles song that really speaks to you?
That's a hard one, man. Probably Taxman, because I don't like paying taxes.
All right.
Do you have a favorite song by the Beatles, Millie?
Yeah. Or do I have my favorite song by the Beatles? Probably, I mean, classic, but Hey Jude, honestly, because last year Mitchell and I and his roommate from last year would play that song on their guitars, and it reminds me a lot of first year, and like now I always think about it, but also probably like Norwegian Wood or My Guitar Gently Weeps as well. It's a banger.
I feel like everyone in my life is obsessed with the Beatles, and I'm the only one that's not. And I'm like, okay, what's wrong with me? But they're just not really like my thing. Like, Millie and Mitchell both love the Beatles. Our friend Nevi, shout out Nevi, we love you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
She loves the Beatles. My girlfriend loves the Beatles, so I'm kind of just like the odd one out. But I also really love Something by the Beatles. That's one beautiful song.
That is a beautiful song.
And Mitchell recently showed me the music video for that, and I was like, that it's so simple, but so heartwarming and so cute.
Yeah.
And I love that song a lot. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm glad that we can play some tunes on here that are so, like, resonant with our souls. So, yeah, we have Hard by FKA Twigs. The Conan Moccasin song that Mitchell chose is called Charlotte's Thong.
Let's just say Charlotte's Thing for now.
Charlotte's Thing. I don't know if I can even say that word on here. Well, I'm sure I can. It's not a swear word, but
It could be the thong song, which would be way worse.
Oh, you know, maybe we'll throw that on here at the very end just for a little throwdown.
Yeah,
a little twist. And then we have In a Lake, Mitski, and then Quarters is a band that I really like. They have a song called Blue Copper or something like that. I'm blanking on the actual name. I'm pretty sure that's what's called. Banger. That was like one of my songs of the summer last year. So I threw on, they have a new song, Angel, from their new album, I Hope This Isn't the End of the World. And then there's some new Broken Social Scene, Hey Amanda, and some new accessories. So we have a banger lineup coming your way. And yeah, why don't we just dive into some Twigs?
Just tell me what you do is hard. That's a thumb. mistakes. For where you gotta write your book early, or it gets written up in your place, where you never get away from your first love. It's like one brand of soap sold in town, 'cause anyone you can get close to smells like your first time around. But in a lake you can backstroke forever, the sky before you, the dark right behind. In a big city you can start over. And everywhere you go makes your heart ache, where you've done enough walks of shame. Some days you just go the long way to stay off of memory lane. So I'd never live in a small town. I'm slow to learn all the rules. I've tried very hard to be good, but when they think you're bad, people act worse.
Why'd you All I taste is blue.
On what? Like Ticketmaster?
Yes, I am.
I am trying to get RuPaul DJ tickets for August in Toronto, because I live in Toronto. Fun fact. I keep bringing up Toronto because duh. Yeah, I was just like, honestly, maybe I'm not the best person to get these tickets because I've never really watched Drag Race, but I love RuPaul.
A queen is a queen.
A queen is a queen, no matter what. A drag queen. I am the queen of drag. Jimmy Fallon's life flashed before his eyes during that interview. But I'm just like in like 20, 30 years from now, when Mama Ru is gone, hope, knock on wood, like, please, like, my kids are gonna be like, Ma, what were you doing back in the day? Or like when she dies. Mm-hmm. Ma, like, RuPaul dead at 89. I'm like, no, guys, no. I watched RuPaul DJ live on the Harbor Front in Toronto. No, like,
it was
remember
a time to be alive. It was 2026.
Literally. So the tickets go on sale at 10, and I have pre-sale, so I should be fine. I'm hoping for there to be $80 each.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping for. The venue's like 2,800. It's small.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been looking at like other shows that have been like I think there's a show in Milwaukee coming up. And
yeah.
Like the tickets originally were sold for like $65. So like,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that should be fine. It should be fine.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Trixie Mattel, as you said, is also doing Oceaga.
This is crazy.
I love that we have all of these drag queens like DJing it up at these festivals. Like, I think this is the future of music. You get RuPaul at the Harbor Front with a DJ. And from the videos you showed me, he's not even DJing. He's just hopping around.
Yeah. I think she's just he'll like play a track and then like eventually like starts dancing with everyone.
Mm.
And I'm kind of worried overall about the rise of DJs in society, because not everyone is qualified to be a
not
DJ.
Not everybody is qualified.
Yeah. Do you know Subway Takes, like the one guy on TikTok who makes, who like goes around in like New York subways and just asks people questions like what their hot takes are.
Brilliant.
Someone
man.
Said that there should be like a school or like a certification to be a DJ, and I believe that.
Yeah.
But it needs to be like very accessible.
Correct. I think it should be
maybe a 1 week program.
Yeah, like a certificate. Like how you need to become CPR certified.
Absolutely.
You can't just go around saying, yeah, I know CPR, and then somebody drops to the ground and you can't do anything. It's like that. It's like, yeah, I know how to DJ, and then you're at a party and somebody's like, yo, like let's listen to some tunes, and it's abysmal. Like, no. You can't be playing in our faces like that. The art of DJing is very sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sacred to me.
There's one DJ, her name's Mina, and she often DJs at stages, and she DJed at Heated Rivalry Night.
Ooh.
That was a spiritual experience. I think she's phenomenal. So quick shout out to her, just cause. Yeah.
Shout out. And as an example of somebody who shouldn't be DJing, Mitchell went to go see Nick Vance from Love Island. Nick Vance, the reality TV star Nick Vance from Love Island, DJ question mark at stages question mark.
I just wanted to see his face. That's really all. I don't even like DJs.
What was his set? Like, was he a good DJ?
Yeah, the opener stayed on way too long. Like, I mean, definitely got us to buy drinks. Like, that's why the opener stays on so long. Mm-hmm. But the opener, like, everyone was so tired. I think half of the people who came to see Nick Vance left. And then once Nick Vance came on, it was like, okay, now this is some real music. So, you know, he knew what he was doing.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
I'm, like, floored by this. I can't lie. Like, I mean, I don't mean to assume the capabilities of Nick Vance.
He's a touring DJ. I mean, he got famous on Love Island. He had to find a new thing.
I was going
to
say, is he a DJ or did he just... I see Vina just got into the Ticketmaster waiting room.
I think he is a DJ at this point.
Do we think he's taken the 1 week course or do we think he's freestyling based off his Love Island fame?
No,
I think he can't be doing... No offense, but I don't know if he's doing that well if he randomly is just hitting up, like, stages in Kingston, Ontario. Like, that feels extremely random. Granted, the fact that the Love Island show is American and he has no affiliation with Queens.
I mean, does it really get you that big to be on Love Island? I mean, you're one of, like, 25 people.
This is true.
But you gotta start somewhere. I mean, Kingston... I mean, the tragedy you have started in Kingston.
You know what? Maybe I'm being a little too harsh on my boy Nick Vance. Maybe
and
this
on
is,
your
this
boy
is
Kingston.
Start. And on my boy Kingston. No, I love Kingston, and we all know. Oh my God! I want to talk about this before that. The mansion closed.
It's gone.
They randomly just like, yeah, bye. I don't know if this was actually in the works for a long time and I just didn't know, but like, I live right down the street. I live on Division, like right down the street, and I'm walking. First of all, I see their post on Instagram and I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, surely it's not closing right now. No, it's gone.
I think the sign is like banged up. Like,
yeah.
They took it off.
It's gone. It's just a building now. And that it happened overnight. I was walking by on my way to class. I'm like, where did it go?
Fun fact, me and Millie cemented our friendship at the mansion back in first year.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. The whiteout party where I was brutally assaulted by I don't remember who, and I got a black eye because I'm a taller woman, and there was a man of shorter stature. Which, no tea, no shade, we love the Short Kings.
Absolutely.
There's a man of shorter stature, and he was, you know, bouncing up and down to the music, as one does, in the back of his very large and very hard head went directly into my eye socket.
And Millie got a black eye.
And I got a black eye. And that was the night that my phone also disappeared. Oh, and I had my uncle's wedding the next day. So that was really just that was a great start to first year.
Yeah. What do you guys guess they're going to put in... at the mansion now.
Urban Outfitters.
I think that I always thought that the mansion would make a great, like, proper, like, bar or club.
Yeah.
Because there's three floors and, like, a lot of, like, my favorite bar in Toronto is Cruise and Tango's, and there's, like, multiple floors and sections.
Yeah.
Major shout out to Cruise. Keep it open as long as possible. Don't build a condo, please, on top of it.
No condos on Cruise and Tango's.
So I love I love bars that have multiple floors and multiple rooms. I feel like that would be good for the mansion.
Yeah, and like they could do like different themes, different like styles of music. Like, I don't
There's so much potential for that space. And there's also so much potential for the giant open loft area where the Urban Outfitters... We lost the Urban Outfitters. We're losing
making
the
a cafe. Making a two-story cafe that's open at like 6 a.m. and closes at 10.
Like a study sesh place. Yeah.
I can't take credit for that. That's some... I saw this girl on TikTok who's a Queens influencer was talking about it. Like, that's one of her ideas for it.
And like a co-working space.
Yeah. Mitchell, what are your ideas for it?
I don't know if you guys have been to the Madison in Toronto, but that bar is amazing, and the mansion could be exactly that with a little bit of work. So,
that's more of like a loftier industrial vibe, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, RIP to the mansion. Like, genuinely rest in peace to the mansion. I have so many beautiful, brilliant memories there, Mitchell. Well, I've gone to see a lot of you know, local bands at the mansion, a lot of student bands. Mitchell did some photography there.
Correct.
With me, which was a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. The mansion holds is very near and dear to me and holds a very special place in my heart, and I'm very sad to see it go. And maybe I was just out of the loop on the ongoings, but that felt very sudden and very brutal, and I have a little bit of mansion whiplash from that closure.
I've been there, I think, once, so.
I've been there a couple times in first year. Then we went once, like a group of us went for, it was their karaoke night, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We went with, like, Rachel and everybody. Yeah. Well, rest in peace, the mansion.
Yeah.
Maybe RuPaul can bring it back. Yeah, RuPaul and Trixie Mattel to do a DJ set at the mansion and we revive it.
Okay, maybe I'll try and come back next week and I'll give everyone an update if I get RuPaul DJ tickets. Yeah. I'm currently in the waiting room
four minutes
till they go live. Wish me the best of luck.
Godspeed, sister.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna bump up a few more songs, like, just to taper off the morning. We have Angel by Quarters because I ended up playing it. Bundabar, they are the Alien Blues People, which was like a TikTok triple viral platinum song in 2020. Sky's Falling, Waste Manotics, and yeah. I had very much fun. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Mills. I had a very fun takeover.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I hope we can have you guys back in the studio sometime soon. And
we love you, Millie. We love you, CFRC.
We love you, CFRC. And again, you're listening to Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC 101.9. This is Millie. And I'll see you guys next week.
So